preached and did everything now, I can really go sit down. Amen. I did it all. Amen. We're going to go on with God's help.
Amen.
Amen. So, chapter 6 of Matthew, St. Matthew, chapter 6 and verse 31. When you have it, would you say amen?
Amen.
All right. It says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles, amen, seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles also to the book of Romans, Romans 14, and verse 17. When you have that, would you say amen?
Amen.
Right. It says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And that's all in the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. And the last scripture is found, Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. When you had that, would you say amen? St. Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. For his word upon today. We thank the Lord all what he's done, even thus far. We give him praise, honor, and glory. Amen. The title of our message today is Seek First the Kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God. And it says, take, amen, amen. We're talking about the kingdom of God. We read earlier, the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink. The kingdom of God is not, in other words, material things. Those things, the Gentiles, we as people, human beings, we seek after. God's not talking about, we don't seek that. Because we can get that. By seeking, you can go get a job. You can go get money, buy your food. You can do stuff. So we don't seek those things. It says, seek first the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, as we read earlier, is not in meat or drink. But somebody said, what is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Those are things God wants you to seek after, because that is the foundation. That's going to keep you from being blown all different directions and out of the will of God, the kingdom of God. The day you stop seeking the kingdom of God, you're going to be blown from left to right and not be steady. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And that's the trick of the devil too. Amen. Sometimes he'll wear our flesh out, wear our bodies out. And the first thing that goes, when people get real wired and tired, the first thing that they say, I can't go to church. I cannot do this. I can't do this. They really exhausted and tired. They have wearied themselves from the inside to the outside, in, inside, out. And God is the first one they throw, kick over to the curb. But if you keep doing that too long, you're throwing the kingdom of God out of your life. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. We got so many reasons why we can't be, so many reasons why we can't do. Amen. And that's the very thing that's going to help you to stay in the picture. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And say, therefore, amen, take no thought. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? You know, let me go back and say this too. Holy Ghost, he's got me. I don't have him. He just used me the way he want to use me. So whatever I stop, pause, whatever, go back, I'm just letting him lead me. A lot of times we get tired. Sometimes we might call in to work. It's like, when I was on my job, sometimes I feel like I need a mental break day. Amen. Sometimes not always sick and afflicted. Sometimes I needed a mental break from that place. So we go, we take a little mental break from there. We take, go, we get off because we're sick in our bodies and everything. And sometimes we take vacations from the Lord.
That's right.
Don't nobody know it, but you and God.
Right.
And whoever else God show. You take a vacation, you tired of this, you tired of that. And you say, I'm tired of you too, God. There's so many words. I love you, Lord, but I'm tired of you too, Lord. I'm tired of doing whatever I do. I'm tired. You got to watch taking a break from the Lord because you get messed up. Amen. The devil don't play. He'll. You can take breaks everywhere else and spring back, but you won't spring back too great. If you, it depends on what kind of vacation you went on when you left the vacation from the Lord.
Right.
The people don't tell you everything, but God knows everything.
I know.
He knows where your soul traveled. Your soul can travel some places that you don't even know where your soul traveled at. Getting away from the things of God is not good. It's not good at all. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. It's by the mercy of God that you get back in your soul with the things of God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Some of us, be the truth told, that's been walking with God for a pretty good while and really into the Lord. If you would just pull away from God, honey, the devil will make sure you surely don't get back.
Right.
And the much that you know about God, he going to fight harder and make sure you really don't get back.
That's right.
Glory to God. Somebody don't know as much as you got. He probably won't fool with them all because they don't know nothing too much anyway. But if you know some things about God, he going to make sure that he put a lockjaw on you so you won't get back. And if you get back, you got people getting back in the building, but getting back in the building is not the same as getting back in your soul. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It said, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall you eat? We eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? God is saying, in other words, you're going to have concerns. Yes, you will. About your livelihood. You're going to have concerns about how you're going to pay your bills. You're going to have concern about, glory to God, your health or whatever it is. But God, all he's saying is don't worry about it.
Amen.
He said, take no thought. He don't want you just giving all your time and energy to that and begin to worry. That's why he said, cast all your cares. And we talk to God a lot more than we do. I was listening to something. I was listening to little Aiden. He was on this little video he made. And I thought about that this morning. I got so tickled. He used the word a lot. He said, a lot. I mean, a lot. I thought about something. It was kind of funny. And I said, told the Lord, I said, Lord, a lot. I was something I was telling the Lord that I did. I said, Lord, a lot. A lot. I thought about little Aiden where he said that word. This is, he put emphasis on that word, a lot. And we talk to God a lot. A lot more.
Right.
See, when you talk to the Lord, he's going to do something about your situation. Right.
Yes.
You talk to people, they're just going to listen at you. And you know, I'm going to tell you something about people. In case you don't know, people will listen to you for so long.
Right.
I'm going to be real. I'm going to help you out today. Help everybody out. Help myself out too. People will listen to you so long, but if you keep on whining and saying the same old thing after a while, they done tuned you out. You think they listen. They ain't listen. Because they saying, we have played this flute, this same song. We have heard this. And if you keep complaining too much, they're going to say, Lord, maybe you need to take them. See? See there? See? Somebody say, see? I'm gonna tell you. You can buy field people. They don't want to keep hearing about your problems.
Oh, we don't.
They may act like they do. They praying and stuff. You know why? Because they got issues. Why they listen to your issues?
Right.
And you are putting load on them. They got loads on them already. And they say, I can't almost take my own loads. So, if you talk to God more than you do to people, you got a better chance coming through and coming out.
I know that's right. Oh, not better.
Because whatever you tell God, he ain't going to tell nobody else.
Yes.
I said, whatever you tell God, he ain't going to tell nobody else.
Tell.
Amen. You know, nowadays, people love it. I don't know that some people are like a bearer of bad news. Some people like to take bad news. I don't know. They won't take no good news, but they won't take bad news. You might not hear from them for years, Mondays and Sundays. But let somebody be sick and let somebody be almost out of here. They're going to put it all. You know, saw somebody almost not making it. I don't like to invade upon people's privacy if they ask for me. A different story, but I'm not trying to run and sit there and watch somebody about the weather away from here. Unless God called me to pray for them. Why do I need an audience, a room of people, and there's no faith? Because see, I'm going to give you, that's about probably the one thing about ready to take us out of here. When people mourning over you, you ain't even dead.
Morning. I don't need
them. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody just show compassion and pray for me. Yes. You ain't got to be up on me like that. Because you ain't got no faith to believe that anyway. You saying we trust God. Most people say that just like it ain't nothing. I trust God. And you know you don't trust God for your own self. Amen. But you want somebody that's really going to pray for you. Yes. Amen. To see you through. You might be the one to hinder me from getting my healing. All that doubt you got up on you. You can't believe God for your own self. If you can't believe God for your own self, how are you believing him for me?
I don't see
things in your life happening. How are you believing him for me? Come on, give God a praise. Don't that make sense? Amen. You can't even be encouraged. You crying in fact, man. You can't even stay up for a minute. So you crying. Somebody give God a praise. What did Jesus tell him? He said, get all them people out of that womb. She was a woman of purple. She had, she did garments, and the woman of purple, you know, she make whatever she did. She had a trade. I gotta go back and read that. She had a trade in the Bible. She had all that. Oh, she was such a good woman of purple. She made a lot of things. She did a lot of things. Oh, she's dead. Crying on people before they leave here. They may outlive you. Come on, give God a praise. God will raise the roof off of a place where he see faith. I say he will raise the roof off of a place he see faith. He would do signs, wonders, and miracles. When people don't know the Lord, do you think they want to come in your midst and everybody is moaning? They want to know who's dead. They want somebody saying, God can deliver me off of drugs. God can deliver me off of alcohol. God can deliver me off of AIDS. But if they come in and see all us having a pity party, they'll say, God can't do nothing. Somebody give God a praise. God is looking for men and women to say that God can. Not saying God can with your mouth, but you are demonstrating the power of God in your life that God can. And not only that he can, he will. Most time when people say God can, they say God can because they don't want nobody to think they don't believe God. So they say God can. God, I know God can do it. Look, I know he can't. But see, put him to the test and say, do you think he would do it for you? You got to come past I can, and I believe he would do it for me. How many know God would do it for you? How many the Bible say count those things are not as though they are? God speaks in the future. He said, line up whatever I say, you say it. If I'm sick, I'm sick, Lord, but I'm looking for you to make me well. Why pray for yourself if you don't believe it? If you got a headache, you got aches in your body, why pray for yourself if you don't believe you're going to do it? No way. Somebody say, I got greater than that. Well, keep on praying. Why pray for it if you don't believe it? Come on, give God a praise. I'm trying to get through this, but Lord, he sent me here and there too. It comes from a prayer life. The pastor may say, pray. Read your word. You need to listen to the word. Listen to all these people that don't have faith. Surrounded by a lot of people that don't even know God. And you're surrounded with people that don't have faith. And you're surrounded with nothing that helps you on the inside. That's why you don't have nothing to fight the devil on the outside. Come on, give God a praise in here. We're in spiritual war. So you have got to pick your weapons up. The weapon of your warfare is not carnal, but it's mighty through God. You got to pick up prayer. You got to pick up praise. You got to pick up the word. You got to pick up all that. Your tears might be coming down your eyes, but you got to say these are not tears of sorrow, but they're tears of joy. And you got to see yourself like the brother said. You need to, amen, if you can't see yourself no other way, you need to go get you a portfolio and get in your real portfolio and look through your photo album and say, here's some pictures of me when I had life and strength, and this is the way it's going to be. Somebody give God a praise. Like, I'm not going out and down like this. I'm getting older in age, but I'm not looking to be walking, Lord, glory to God, like my age is getting. Lord, keep me young as possible. Amen. Why you talking about you want a husband, you can't even move around? Why you want to say you got a wife, you can't move around? We don't want that. We don't want everything moving, and it's going out. Let's look forward. Look forward. You don't want everything going out. I don't believe everything should be going out. And so somebody said, I waited too long for everything to go out. Come on, give God a praise. Somebody say, well, it works for you, don't work for me. Maybe you ought to change what you do. Maybe you need to bring some spice in your life. Bring it for yourself. Bring it to the table yourself. Now look for somebody to give it to you. Bring it yourself. Somebody give God a praise. Let me get back here. I've got to go on the meddling. Amen. I got a variety today. Amen. Glory to God. Take no thought. God tells us, don't worry. Now, that don't mean that we don't not tempted to worry. That don't mean that we don't be concerned. I got some things that's coming up in another month or so. I don't know how it's going or what's going to happen with. I don't know what's going on. But you know, I say, God, you got that. See, God expects you to look portfolio, back in your portfolio, and see what he's already done. When God does something about people, when God does something, God did this and did that, and we don't think no more about it. We forget about what he done. I don't. If I had to write it down, I got stuff 5 years ago, I see what God done, and it's still fresh in my mind today. And I go back and say, Lord, if you did that, see, that's what God expects you to do. He wants you to go back and see when he did that. That's going to encourage you. It's not going to so much encourage him. It's going to encourage you to hold out and say, we need to be saying, Lord, I'm just excited. I'm so excited. I want to see what you're going to do. Especially when you can't see your way in the circumstance, your back is against the wall. You ought to have an attitude like, Lord, I'm just excited. The devil might want to be the word, but I'm excited to see what you're going to do. Why? Because you've seen him do something miraculous before. And we give him praise for it. But it depends. You will not think like this. Your mindset is not going to be like this. If you don't hear faith words, if you don't be around faith surrounding, you don't hear nothing. The Bible said, you know, we build up our faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. And faith come by hearing. And hearing come by the word of God. You got to impute this stuff in your spirit. You got to download these things in your spirit for you to be able to have the faith you're supposed to have. Amen. Somebody give download. Download it in your spirit all the time. So when you need it, it's going to come up. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Don't read the word. Don't have a prayer life. Anytime I pray once a Sunday, I say a prayer life every day. Don't have a prayer life. Don't read the word. Amen. Don't believe God. How you expect to have faith? Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. Faith and doubt is not going to stay in the same. It's either one going in and one going out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it says, for all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father know the things that you have need of. God already know what we have need of. Yes, he does. But that don't exclude you from telling him. You tell him for your own benefit. You really tell him, you go to him and make your request known to him so you won't worry. He said, cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. So even though he knows, he expects you to get that off of your soul so you won't worry and tell him about it. And we good when we tell him about it, then we going about our way. Here comes the devil again fighting the man, and we back in the slump again where you got to keep telling him till you believe that he hear you. Amen. And it says, he knows what we have need of, these things. But he said, but seek first. Somebody say first. Seek first. First means number one. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. This scripture came to me about a week or so ago, and I've heard it many, many times. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will add these other to you, things to you. But it's a reason why God tells us to do it that way. Because that is your foundation. If you seek after the things of God and don't try to get those things before you seek God, amen, you'll be able to keep those things. And you maybe keep God too in your life. But if you're seeking after riches and seeking after the pleasures of this life, and then you go try to seek God, it's going to be hard to do because you got so much in front of you. So he says, seek first. Always put God first. Seek first the kingdom of God. If you seek God first with anything, you will be able to keep it. Did you hear what I said? If you seek God first with anything, if you even your job, your home, your marriage, whatever it is. If you put God first and keep him first, you will be able to maintain. But the time you get off of that, amen, that road you should be on, stuff going to start getting shaky. Your prayer life, you stop praying the way you need to pray. Stop, amen, reading your words. Stop going to church. Stop doing a lot of stuff. Then those other things going to catch up with you. And it depends on how diligent you are, how alert you are, that you're off track. The longer you stay off track, the harder it would be for you to get back on track. So that's why I tell, sometimes you just have to, you know, just let people do what they need to do. Even as pastors, God didn't tell us, and we had to pastor people 7 days a week, go home with them. He didn't tell nobody to do all that. Who got strength to do that? Now, that's too much. That's enough to discourage you. So you give all your energy and stuff out, you be drained. They be simply looking at you. Amen. You got to keep your own energy. Yes. Amen. You help them, and you leave it, and God just did like that, and they do. Let them do what they need to do with the word. Because he puts it out there for them to work it. It's up. Sometimes if they got people got to bump their head, they got to do it. You got to give them room to do it. That's how they grow. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Sometimes you got to back up for folks and let them do what they need to do.
Right.
Amen. Glory to God. Because if you be up on them too much, they're going to think you making them do it. You make them do it. After a while, people resist force. So then you're going to be arguing with them, debating with them, getting indifferent with them, being offended with one another. And what terrible thing is for, amen, in other words, a shepherd to be offended with the sheep, because the sheep's supposed to help the shepherd's supposed to help the sheep. Somebody give God a praise, so you just let them go their way. And God teaches us, because even God himself is not going to make you and me do nothing. God brings suggestions to you. Some people are stubborn, they sit in their ways, so, amen, you leave them in God's hand. Amen. Like if God, and God don't even make, not God's not going to make nobody do nothing. He will suggest you, this is the way to do it. But you sure be sorry, like I sure wish I listened to God. Because you're going to go through some things, as they say. So you get your attention, you're going to go through some things. Because God knows how to handle every situation. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added. God said, if you put me first, these other things that you are crying about, these other things that you have need of, these other things, I will do these things. That's all he's saying. If you put me first, just like he said, give. He said, give and it shall be given. I don't want to give. I got this bill, that bill to pay. And when I'm short of money, the one ain't going to get no money is the Lord. Because, see, they're not going to make me pay my tithes, so I ain't going to pay my tithes. He's going to be the one not getting anything. Then you wonder what's going on with your health. You wonder what's going on in your home and everything. You done pulled away from God all the way. Because when you don't put your monies in the house of God the way this way, you're pulling stuff away. You're pulling stuff, you're pulling your health away. You're pulling a lot of stuff away. Somebody give God a praise. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said these things, all. He didn't say some, he said all. God said everything that you desire, all these things shall be added. He said, I'm going to give you these things that you desire when you put me first. It's just like even when you get married, you need to be saved. You need to have God in your life first. Because you're going to get you going into something great. And this is like, glory to God. I don't care what you do, you need God first. If you don't get married, you still need God first. That you can keep your celebrant life to God, put somebody in your life. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Or you will take matters in your own hand. And you will serve God the way you feel like you serve God. And you'll open up the door for many adversaries. You'll open up the door for many enemies because you're serving God the way you feel like you serve God. Because your flesh is all in the way. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. God said, if you put me first, I don't care what you stand in need of. If it's a job, if it's a mate, if it's a house or whatever, God said, I will do it. Now, if somebody said, well, if he said he's going to do it, why it ain't done? My times are in his hand. God's not going to give things to you immature. If you're immature, you cannot handle things, even good things. God give you a job that's paying real, real good money, and he gives you all this wealth and everything. Some people would never come back to the house of God. They say they will, but they won't. If you get a companion or something ahead of time, you don't have enough maturity for it, you probably, amen, won't even show up in the house of God. God knows things about us that we don't know about ourselves. And he's trying to warn us to tell us, but sometimes we ain't trying to hear it. Sometimes here's how we do God sometimes. It's like this. I hear you, Lord, but I ain't trying to hear you. Don't come out and say that, Lord, but it's like, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, like you tell the child something, they say, yeah, 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 yeah. They're really saying, I don't want to hear it. You told me that before, I don't want to hear it. That's how grown people do. Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's like, I'm still going to do it my way. So when you do it your way, don't be getting up talking about how the devil is fighting you so bad. Because you open up a door for adversaries. Somebody give God, somebody say, well, that's good and all, but I think you hit me all upside the head. Can't you move on, Pastor, to something else? I will. Somebody, I'm pastor of the Well Ministry and Harvest for Christ today, right? Somebody give God a praise. And I'm so glad sometimes it's good not to have to talk to nobody because people be saying, you know, I think she preached on me because I told her, you know, you told me nothing because I ain't heard a phone call all week long. A text or nothing, Harley. Okay. Sometimes it get real solemn like that, but God knows. Because if you do that, people be saying, you know, they just saying that because I said this and that. No, you ain't told me nothing. Come on, give God a praise. When you preach the word of God and you really real, honey, you going to help some people. Sometimes people don't say amen because, amen, you get you all on their toes and stuff. They say, if you get off my toes a little bit, then I can say amen. Mm-hmm. But the truth will make you free. You should know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. And in Romans, chapter 14 and verse 17, how many know sometimes some things God excuses and some things he don't excuse? Some things he excuses, and really some things is not excusable. Amen. Only God knows. And that's the way you have to roll with people. Let God work with the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Thank you. For the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not in material things. The Lord said if he needed anything, he wouldn't even ask us. God said he owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills, the cattle on 1,000 hills, all the silver, all the gold is his. And if he had need of things, he wouldn't ask you or ask me. So he don't have need of natural things. We have need of them. But he's still saying the kingdom of God is not in those material things. Nothing wrong with having a good job. Nothing wrong with taking care of your home. That's good to be able to do these things. It's good to be able to live comfortable. God ain't want us while here being poor and don't have nothing. You know, sometimes I be like, Lord, what is really going on? Because I know God wants more for us. God wants you to have a nice home. God wants you to have a nice family. God wants you to have, I'm not preaching that God wants you to walk and have everything. You might have started off wearing hand-me-downs, but you shouldn't have to keep wearing them unless you want to wear them. You know what I'm saying? You need to, amen, whatever you see, you need to be able to get it in time. At God's time. I ain't saying go up there and charge it and you don't have it. Then we keep saying, Lord, get us out of debt, and we keep putting ourselves in debt. Some things you got to wait till you're able to get them. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, but material God, the kingdom of God is not in material things. That don't mean we can't have material things, but we can't let the material things have us. Because if we just let these material things have us, then we're going to miss out with the things we really need. Because if I don't have God's real love in my heart and you don't have God's real love in your heart, you are not going to be able to love nobody else. God is the one to help you to look past faults and see the needs. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. The kingdom of God is not in meat or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And then it says in the book of Luke, chapter 12, I think I'm rounding up, about done, in Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. And it said, and he said unto them, take heed, pay attention, take notice, that's what take heed means, be aware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possess. Covetousness is a greedy spirit. It wants something everybody else got. Never satisfied. I want more than enough. I'm craving for all the wealth I can get. I'm craving for all the possessions I get, but none of Jesus. I want all I can get and can all I can, but none of Jesus. That's when it becomes unbalanced. So the Lord said, beware of covetousness. Beware of seeing how much greediness that I can get for me. If you're able and God blesses you to be able to do things for, amen, yourself, that's a blessing. And it's also a blessing if you get your mind off yourself sometimes and do something for somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
I think I heard the sister say, she said she never really said nothing to nobody, but she buys things and give it out to needy people or give it out there. That's good. Amen. It's good. If God put that on your heart, he might not have everybody doing that. Sometimes when we have a revelation, we feel like everybody might have a revelation, but God might be just dealing with you. But whatever he did to you, that's a ministry for you. That's something he's using you to do.
That's right.
Amen. It's good. Covetousness, greediness, craving for all I can get. And I want all what I can get. I want everything somebody else got too. That's a greedy spirit. God is not for that. Amen. So take heed. Beware of that. Because he said, if you're trying to get all these things, he said, a man's life consists not in the abundance of things that he possess. That's not the real life. The real life is in Jesus.
Amen.
A man's life consists not in things, the abundance of things that he possess or own or have. But you need to possess your soul. You need to make sure your soul is in right standing with God. Each one of us here today need to live in a place and be in a place in our mind and our soul that if the Lord was to come and knock on your door and say it's time to go, amen, that you are ready. You might not have time to get ready. You need to be ready in your soul. I'm ready, Lord. I don't want to go. That's not what I plan to do. But I'm in a place in my soul. I'm not mad at nobody. I ain't got strife in my heart. I'm loving everybody, loving the unlovable. Sometimes when people, amen, the Bible says many things we offend. Sometimes you can get people getting to offend you, but you got to go on and talk to the Lord and snuff it up like they didn't. Some things about them can offend you. Sometimes people, they ways, behave, and everything, that's going to be offensive. And they might not even know it, or either that's the way they roll. That's them. They might not mean no harm by it. But if you get offended, you have to go to the Lord. Lord, help me with that offense. You know, because if you don't, you're going to get back with them. And a mature man and a mature woman asks God to get them, you know, keep them from that so they can be developed and be that light and grow up. Amen? Amen? Amen. Even in leadership, you can't walk with your feeling on your sleeve. So you're going to have a lot of feelings on that sleeve. You can't do it. Because this one over here like that, that one over here like that, you just got to, amen, just get free from everything. See, around this time in my life, I ain't saying I've learned everything, but I'm learning. The older you get, you should get more maturity, more. I'm learning, like, I don't want nothing on me. Because you can't preach to people and I'm upset at them, I'm mad at them, offend them. You can't preach to them. You don't want to preach to them. You will not preach to them. And neither do they, but you be backing each other, be feeling this spirit, that spirit. So just let it all go. You got to say, these are your people, this is your way. And I'm, you know, if they tell you the moon is falling tomorrow, just say, okay. I'm learning to do that. Don't ask too many questions. Because you ain't going to believe it no way. Don't ask too many questions. Save yourself from heartaches and trips. They tell you, I couldn't do it because, you know, my mother broke her neck and my father stomped his toe. Well, they say, all right, praise God. I praise y'all get well. Don't get deep into folks' business. I ain't got time for it. Amen? Because I know God knows. And you pray for folks. God didn't tell you to police nobody. I'm learning. I said last week, everybody laughed. I'm going to say it again. I am a 20th century pastor. I'm learning real quick. To keep your cool, to keep your mind, to keep being able to do what God say, let it go. And just preach the word and keep stepping. Do a work of evangelists. I like that.
I like that too.
Do a work of evangelists. Though I'm a pastor, I can do a work of evangelists like I'm doing today. I'm doing a work of evangelists. Profit and everything today. You gotta do it like that. Amen. God ain't told nobody. I don't have enough energy. I don't even my own. I got two boys. Everybody know that. And I thank God for both of them. They don't cause me problems. They may have their own problems, and I check on them, but they don't cause me problems. They don't cause me headache and stuff, whatever. They try to stand and be the person, the man that they are. And I know my oldest son. I know he's not saved. I'm sure he got a lot on his shoulder. He don't worry me. They don't worry me. They know I pray for him and everything. They know that I'm there. They doubt to me, but they don't worry me. So if they don't let them worry me and I don't let me worry, I don't let anybody else worry me. That's what I'm saying. You got to do it that way. Anything that God called you to do or have you do, it's a way you got to learn to get it done. Amen? Because at the end of the day, people are going to do what they want to do anyway. Amen? They'll do what they want to do. That's why sometimes the pastors do need a vacation. Pastors need to do a lot of things because they're going to take their vacations anytime they want to take. Then you got to be like Humpty Dumpty, put them back together. They're all broken, all messed up. They come back. So you need to go take a vacation too. Put yourself back together. The word out there, put yourself back together. And like I said, I am a 20th century pastor. I'm learning real quick. In other words, if you're going to keep doing this, you better learn how to get it done. If you're going to be a parent, you better learn the best way to be one. Whatever you need to do, you need to learn how to be able to do it so you won't wear and tear. Amen. 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 We're done. Seeking first the kingdom of God. How many of you appreciate a lot of things that were said that God helped you? Amen. Somebody give God a praise. A lot of preaching and mixed and teaching it all together. I just let it flow. Let it flow. Because people are going to be helped. You can't help people, amen, if you don't speak truth to them. It's a better, we're going into 2020. Whatever way you drug, whatever way you got drugged, or whatever way you dragged yourself, or the devil drug you, through 2019, you don't want to be drugged through 2020. I know I don't. I want to fly. And I come through a lot of things. I want to cross on the other side. In my right mind. With my health and strength. Not going bonkers or crazy. I want to cross on the other side. Somebody give God a praise. Ain't the right Bishop Price? We want to cross on the other side with greater strength. Greater everything. Everything. We want to cross on the other side. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Just wave your hand. Somebody just close your eyes and just thank the Lord.